to listening to their stuff. What do you want to listen next?
How about two next? Why don't we play another studio cut, track number two, I Need More. I think this is, if there's a song we want to get on the radio, this is it.
Well, it's getting on the radio now, brother.
And again, it's it's a pre-release, pre-production. I mean, we've got more to do on it, but...
Available for download if we knew how to do that.
I hear you. 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Stigmatics. Drama queen. This is not my bad. Bob Roos say
yeah,
so.
Yeah, it's me.
So you wanted track one, right?
Yeah.
All right. No biggie, no biggie. It's live radio,
folks. This one
rocks. All right. The drama queen rocked too, but we heard
more.
But we heard it earlier, so. What's that noise? Cars, I guess. 91.5 MFO, and this one's called
I Need More.
I Need More. WMFO in Medford with the Stigmatics there. That one's called I Need More, pre-released, first heard. These guys, first This is the first time
on the radio. I hope somebody turned it up loud.
That's the first time this band's ever been played on the radio, and they're magnificent. Is that a word? Magnificent.
Yeah. And you're the first DJ
You're the first one.
Thank you.
We wouldn't have brought it anywhere else.
I feel quite privileged. But I actually, 91.5 WMFO in Medford, I actually need to take a little break. So I'm going to do...
Marky Moon?
Yeah, well, we'll do... I guess Randall had a couple requests. Yeah,
Randall had a couple requests.
We love television here, so I guess you want to hear See No Evil, Marky Moon. We'll play them both.
Yeah, cool.
All right, and we'll be back. These guys are like here with us for the day, I guess, so... We'll be playing a little of everything, all right?
Right.
That's a Stigmatics theme show.
I thought there was going to be some hot dogs and stuff.
But we need to go for a smoke break. You can tell by my throat, right? I need one. It's MFO.
Hesitating. Yeah.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yeah, I know. It gets loud there, Bob. That's to scare away the squares. It's a crash course for the Ravers show. We're hanging out with Stigmatics. And just heard a whole lot of television there. See No Evil, a Marquee Moon. Going out to Randall. I guess there's a couple of his favorite tunes.
Our missing drummer today.
Yep. Well, he had something that was profitable, I guess.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, very profitable.
But this is profitable.
Yeah.
This is fun.
People are getting to know you. And, yeah, hope you come and see them. And you can see us, my band, September 30th at the Rap Beach Party. We got a lot of stuff going on around here. And we're going to be playing more of what you guys brought me. And maybe you guys have some suggestions we can play. Maybe we can. I know we're going to do some Real Kids. We'll take some calls if anyone has questions for the Stigmatics or a request. 855-915-9636. I'm Brian. Let's play more from the CD you brought in, Bob. What else you got on there?
Okay.
Stigmatics.
Why don't we do one of Pete's songs, All Used Up, which will be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Try number 9.
Number 9.
And if I'm wrong...
That's okay. We'll tell you what it is afterwards if it's wrong.
I should have printed this out or something.
But it should be...
All Used Up.
WMFO in Medford. Sounds like we're there at the C-Note. Live at the C-Note there. The Stigmatics, All Used Up. Which show was that? Was that Rap Beach Party?
That was last year.
No, that was this year. That was...
That was one of those Friday nights, right?
Right. Every month he has a Friday night.
We did one of those, right.
Yeah.
So that was 2017, actually.
Yeah. Right. That's right.
And
very
you were
cool.
there.
Very cool. Yeah, that's right. Did I introduce you that night?
Yes, you did.
I think I did. Yes, I am a scatterbrain. I try my best, and I try to help, and I mean well, but my memory sucks crap, I gotta say. Big time. We are 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I'm here live here with Stigmatics, 855-915-9636. We've talked about a lot of the bands we love around here and around the scene. I guess we'll be sticking with that theme. Well, we did go into television, but yeah. It was a request by Randall.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, want to start with some real kids, something Randall's in?
Yeah, right. That would be great.
Would any like recording of Shake Out of Control be Randall or? Would it be any recording?
The Authority. The Authority.
Yeah,
Shake Out of Control. He's on that.
All right. That song.
And all night bopping.
All night bopping.
All right.
And yeah, the Kinks song.
Oh yeah.
We'll play them all. We'll play them all eventually. Yeah. Eventually. What do we want to do? Right now, we'll do some Real Kids, Liars. Okay. Who else?
Classic Rowans.
Classic Rowans. All right. There you go. There's the three bands we're going to play next. And we'll be back with Stigmatics. Hey, you want to hear something? 855-915-9636. It's MFO.
Just
91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show. Hanging out with the Stigmatics, spinning some songs. And what did we hear last, guys? Classic Ruins? I think. We've been talking so much.
Yeah.
Let me get back to my list here. Reopen current.
Our second show, we opened for the Classic Ruins. It was Frank's 60th birthday at the Midway.
Was I at that one?
Probably.
I think you were.
It seems like I had to have been.
I think you were.
Yeah, that great band.
Yeah, that was a fun bill.
And I love those guys, Carl and Frank, and yeah. Before that, Liars, She Pays the Rent, Real Kids, Shake Out of Control, featuring Randall, I think.
Yeah,
that was him.
Right on. And, yep, we're just hanging out and playing some tunes, some of my favorite stuff, Stigmatic's favorite stuff, a lot of local stuff. Do you have an idea for us, or a question for the Stigmatics? 855-915-9636. What else do you want to play from the album, Bob?
Another live cut, number 6, Lies. We also recorded that as a studio version. Maybe we can play that later. But this is from...
Is this like the old song, Lies?
No, but Lies. I like that song.
Yeah, I do too. Who does? I used to think it was a Beatles. But then
Knickerbockers?
When I was a kid, I thought it was a Beatles.
Yeah, and Knickerbockers. Muck and the Myers also does
They do, I think, right.
Pretty close.
Yeah, that's totally Muck and the Myers style anyway. Yeah. Right. Cool stuff. Maybe we'll put that on later. But you want to hear Lies?
Yes.
You guys doing it.
Yes, at Out of the Blue.
This is at Out of the Blue Gallery on MFO Live back a few months ago. I hosted this show. Stigmatics, MFO.
We'll be right back. our song.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Reaver Show. And no, that was not the Beatles. It was the Knickerbockers. Even Peter went, that's the Beatles, didn't you?
Yeah.
For a second.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying earlier. I thought they were as well when I was a kid. Knickerbockers doing Lies. And you guys covered that at one time? You did?
No, Muck and the Myers do it.
Right. That's what
another
we
great band from Boston.
Oh yeah, we'll have to play them too. And then we also played La Peste, which is like awesome. Better Off Dead. You know a bit about them, Peter. You want to give us the La Peste story?
Once again, going back to that neighborhood's La Peste rumble tape. You know, so important to me. It literally was a blueprint. And
was there a CD they put out? Like
they did.
I'm just wondering if we have it here.
When Napster and everything started happening, I found it again online.
Is it called the Rumble? What is it called?
Yeah, it's the BCN Rumble from
maybe if I just put BCN Rumble
1979.
Really?
And, it was just a classic show, and a lot of people have talked about it and remember it, and so many people had recorded BCN that night when they broadcast it. So everybody had that.
Yep. Whoever has that CD, get a hold of me, Brian Young, and we need to put it in the system here. That would be awesome,
yeah.
Huh?
Yep.
Remember those days when you used to have a cassette recorder by the stereo and
right.
Would record these shows like King Biscuit Flower
yep.
Hour?
Oh, sure, yep.
I was not all, anymore.
Who has a tape recorder? All right. So, what did happen to La Peste? They were big late 70s,
yeah,
early
80s. Yeah, they broke up and Peter Dayton went did some solo work, terrific stuff. Peter Dayton Band, he used to play up at the Casbah up in Manchester. Go see him there every time. He had some great songs. He's an artist down in Long Island and probably gets pestered daily to, you know.
Pestered.
pestered every day to do a reunion. La Peste. Unfortunately, they can't do a reunion, but to play those songs because they were terrific. And, so that was fun.
Well, why don't we play another one by them since it's so great, huh? How about Color Scheme? Huh?
Yeah, that's cool. Color Scheme. This is one of my favorites.
Okay. Boston. We're here live with the Stigmatics on 91.5 WMFO. I'm Brian, 855-915-9636. It's a crash course for the Ravers. Here's La Peste.
Thank you. 1969, okay. Walk across the USA. It's another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do. It's another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do.
WMFO in Medford. Yes, Stooges. They rule around here. Lucille Muddy said, how about some Stooges 69? And took me 2 seconds to put it in. Love them. If you have more requests like that, let us know. Or some more Stigmatics. But no, I wanted to talk about you a bit, Bob. We were just talking about, yeah. I just came back from New York. My band had a gig down there, and we were walking around Battery Park, and I looking at Statue of Liberty and stuff, and I said, we almost took Staten Island Ferry, but I knew my car was like, you know, the time was going, you know, every minute is money with your car in a parking garage down there, and it's just like, anxiety. Were Ramones from Staten Island?
No, they were from Queens.
They're from Queens, right.
As is Johnny Thunders.
Right.